You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
By the way, today, you talk about having some stuff to talk about. I mean, this is 15 minutes worth from Chris.
Why is that?
Because there's a lot with the Knicks. You got the Yankees. You got Scott Boras quotes, which I know we don't have, but we can certainly read them.
We have
because they are. Do we have them?
Oh, yeah, we got them.
Fantastic. You got the Steinbrenner stuff, McAdoo. Take your pick and start wherever you like, Chris.
And it's brought to you by Bob Dylan and his band, plus Mavis Staples November
Bob
20th.
Bob Dylan and his band.
Yes, through the 25th at Beacon Theater. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Boomer sounds exciting. Go get yourself some
maybe
tickets.
We'll do
check
some
them out at Beacon
homesick
Theater.
Blues later, Boomer.
Maybe we will. Maybe we won't.
All right, we'll begin with the Knicks. Wasn't always pretty, but they got the job done against the Jazz last night.
I don't think that shot hit the rim. Knicks may have caught a huge break there. Hardaway for three. Puts it in! Tim Hardaway from downtown with 32 and a half seconds remaining.
Mike Breon, MSG. Turns out it did hit the rim. His drive to the basket blocked by Derek Favors, but it made contact with the rim. Frank Ntilikina, the alert offensive rebound. He sets up Hardaway's dagger three. He added four free throws to finish off a 106-101 Knicks victory. Their eighth of the season. Their seventh at the Garden. Hardaway, 26 points, 6 assists, and 6 rebounds. Doing a little bit of everything for Jeff Hornacek.
You know, the way he's playing defense and scrambling and doing that stuff is, a big reason why we're winning some of these games.
What you just said right there, I didn't realize how top heavy they have been with the home games this year.
Yes, they have.
I don't know why. I just didn't click until you said that.
Well, they've played most of their games at home.
Yeah,
so
kind of like the Rangers.
Yeah,
same thing.
I don't
know what's going on at the Garden.
Maybe
there's something coming in the Garden in, I don't know, December, January, whatever. But
yeah, could be.
I do know that watching Jeff Hornacek on the sideline last night, he was frustrated at times because the team was kind of stagnant. They were waiting for Hardaway to do something. So Hardaway certainly paid off. There's no question about that.
Yep, they trailed by 12 late in the third, but rallied for their third comeback win in 8 days. Kristaps Porzingis, 8 of 19, 22 points. Not a great shooting night for him, but he did have a big three down the stretch. And Ntilikina with a couple of buckets as well. Then missed a layup with 7 seconds left in the Knicks up 6. KP says the kid is great on defense. The offense still needs a little bit of work.
It's been really good for us. Just always pressuring the point guard, and that kind of sets the tone for every position for us. And you just got to make those layups.
So I was thinking yesterday when Evan came in here and he was just talking about Enes Kanter, and I'm like, oh, I love Enes, and he's great, he's doing this and all this other stuff. And he goes, yeah, but the guy doesn't play defense. And I'm like, so now I'm watching him during the game, especially in the beginning of the game.
Sure.
I will say this. On defense, he tends to keep his arms to his side. It's like he's in a sack race.
It's not what you want.
You know, he's like this.
He doesn't go hands up.
He doesn't have his hands up, you know. And there must have been, I was trying to think, there were, like, of the first 24 points the Jazz scored, I want to say like 16 or 18 of them were directly like either over him or like right next to, like, he was
Enes.
Right next to the guy.
Right at the basket there.
Yeah, so I started, and I'm like, you know, I was really getting mad at Evan last night.
Because pointed out the obvious.
It was basketball.
I'm like, God, I can't believe I'm thinking of Evan Roberts right now. What the hell is wrong with me?
By the way, the thing about Kanter, though, forget the defense for a minute. He's like the go-to guy to start every game in every third quarter, and he's like instant offense.
Yeah, he'll get buckets easily, and he'll get easy buckets, a lot of easy buckets, but he also gives up a lot of easy buckets.
Yeah, but the Knicks locked it down on D in the fourth, holding Utah to 19 points. They got a quick trip up to Toronto Friday and then back home for two more home games, Clippers and Raptors next week. The Nets were idle. They will host Utah tomorrow night. Did you guys catch the stat line for Joel Embiid last night?
Yes,
46
I did.
Points, 15 boards, 7 assists, 7 blocks.
It was even more Sixers. Than that, though. I think he was, what was he, 14 of 18
it's
shooting
ridiculous.
Or something
yeah.
like that? 150. Did you catch Alonzo Ball's line?
Yes, I did. He was, I have it here, 2 points, 1 of 9 shooting. He was benched in the fourth quarter for the
Correct.
Second
Did you
game.
Get LiAngelo Ball's line?
He did. Doesn't have a line.
Like to thank
well, it's a spoken line.
Like to thank President Trump for getting me out of trouble.
I didn't really want to say it too loudly.
Yes.
Well, whatever, he said it.
Underspoken,
so.
Yeah.
So be it.
Still indefinitely suspended the UCLA
I did like the line
kids.
Where he said, I'm not going to feel sorry for myself.
Yeah, okay.
Well,
nobody stop feel stealing sorry stuff. Yeah, stop stealing stuff.
That'd be a good idea.
I think he's got daddy issues.
You think?
I think they all got some daddy
yeah,
issues.
Probably.
Sure. I mean, how could they not? Anyway, let's turn to the Giants now. Once again, a ton to get to from Ben McAdoo. It just gets weirder and weirder with each passing day. So he gets through his whole scripted breakdown of the Chiefs, as Jerry mentioned to you in the open. First question, Where is your team at right now mentally?
We had some open conversations, some hard talk, some plain talk, some simple talk. Played some film. We're brutally honest with each other.
Okay, great. So he actually reveals a little bit about what they – okay, good. It was all open and honest, offense and defense, watching film, looking for accountability, all good. Follow-up question, what was your message to the team?
We also talked about the great opportunity in front of us. You know, I'll read a little bit. I know you like when I pull my notes out, right? So I'll read a little bit here to you, if I can find it. You know, we talked about being disappointed, but being determined.
So he basically,
you can't remember that?
That's what he said on the conference call Monday. So he basically goes back to the one-liners that he had from Monday.
But that's what I meant.
Yeah, I know.
That's what I meant.
It's just unbelievable.
There was no need for that.
It's awkward.
There was no need for that.
And so he goes to the notes, and that part he reads, but then that was it. It wasn't like he had all this other stuff on the notes, and then he went back to just like kind of looking for answers and, you know, waving his arms.
He didn't want to screw up the tagline.
I mean, it's just very – I almost feel bad for him. It's very uncomfortable.
I do too.
It really is.
It's kind of like you beat him up.
Yeah.
All right, let's ease up. And now it's kind of turned to, oh,
well,
no.
Well, I think because we all just assumed last week was the end and we'd move on from this. And
do
now
you have the line,
another
or if
7 weeks.
Find the
this.
Line where he talks about the storm and he's built for the.
Yes, I will get
I don't
to
know what
that.
The
I
hell
will
he's
get to that. I want to make sure we have some good McAdoo for each hour throughout the course of the morning. But yes, we will. I do have one more for you this hour. We will get to more of it throughout the morning. This was another takeaway from that big summit over there in East Rutherford yesterday.
And we talked about running to adversity. That's where we are in the season. We're halfway through. We have one win. Let's run right to it.
Now we're running towards adversity instead of away from it. I assume he means let's deal with it. I assume that's what he meant, but it just doesn't sound great.
I do. I'm with you. I feel bad for the guy at this point.
It's bad.
Just
it
stop talking.
Bad.
Send out Spagnuolo.
Let him tell everybody how embarrassed he is.
Ben's sick.
Oh, my goodness.
Right.
It's incredible. Elsewhere, the Zeke Elliott saga has finally come to an end. Cowboys running back withdrawing his appeal will serve out the remainder of the 6-game suspension, which began last week. So he's due back Christmas Eve against the Seahawks. And then I guess this was through the night. It came out that Jerry Jones officially got this letter from the NFL saying
you're in trouble,
conduct detrimental to the league's best interest.
Yep.
Of course, all this going on with his objection to the Goodell contract extension. So that drama continues.
As they wrote in the story, it was obtained by someone within the league that wanted his name withheld because the league didn't want it to get out.
It's out. Nothing. Let's put it this way. It's almost impossible to keep something from getting out like that. There's just no way.
Very clear.
Do we have any announcements at 9 o'clock? Or are we good?
No, we're done with the announcements. But there are public acknowledgments all over the place, right? I mean, and you know what they're doing. It's tit for tat right now.
Yep.
That's basically what it is.
Yep. Meantime, the Bills benching Tyrod Taylor in favor of rookie quarterback Nathan Peterman. He starts Sunday on the road against the Chargers. Thursday night football, 7-2 Steelers hosting the 6-3 Titans. That's on WCBS 880 at 8 o'clock. We'll join it in progress here on The Fan following Devils hockey. And quickly on the puck, you got New Jersey on the road against Toronto with 6:50. Islanders host the Hurricanes. The Rangers had their 6-game winning streak snapped in Chicago last night. Fall to the Blackhawks, 6-3. Tie game in the third
early. They had
early.
An opportunity, 1,000 opportunities. Yeah. Last night, and they just could not get one. And I don't know. It's just disappointing. But you know, if you're going to win, you know, 6 out of 7, I'll take it all the time. So.
Chicago 3 in about 5 minutes. Henrik Lundqvist chased from the net. Former Ranger Artem Anisimov, his first career hat trick. Now
course.
To the baseball stuff.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, no Hal Steinbrenner audio from yesterday. None that I've come across yet. But he did speak to reporters for a while.
I have a problem with this.
Yeah, I do too.
Honestly.
I really do.
Why are we kicking Joe Girardi out the door now? I mean, he's already gone. Let him be. Now we need the owner to say, yeah, you know what? If we won a World Series, my decision was made already. Matter of fact, we've had problems for 3 years.
Yeah.
What is that? Like, why? There's no need for this. Listen, we made our decision. I appreciate the question. We're moving forward. That's it.
There's nothing else to say. Quite a bit of detail yesterday.
Yeah, well, really it sounds like there was something obviously boiling under the surface.
Oh, but
none
you know
of
what? Where it comes back to the Brian Cashman clip that we played last week. I think I was doing that last week. And it was the clip where, we talked to the traveling secretary, we talked to the players, we talked to the agents, we talked to the fans in the stands. Everybody hated Joe Girardi.
Yeah.
Like, there's no need for any of this. We made our decision. We had some issues. We move on. We have more interviews this week.
It's going to be interesting to see next level manager is. That's what I can't wait to see.
By the way, there is no next level manager.
I can't wait to see that.
They're going to put someone in there with a Yankee uniform on and hope that this talent takes them to a World
Series.
They're
building a robot now.
Well, we will see.
Somewhere.
We'll see what
sucks.
Happens. I mean, I'm surprised. Just name Brian Cashman the manager and move on. I'd love to see him in a uniform. That would be great.
Not sure how that would look, but now to the Mets. Boomer kind of called.
Did you see him walking out of the hotel with the backpack on like he was 14 yesterday?
Yes.
I did, yes.
Oh, my
God.
Yes. Good Lord.
So Boomer kind of called BS on this yesterday, the possibility of the Mets getting in on the bidding for Japan's Shohei Ohtani.
Probably with this, too. What is Sandy Alderson doing now?
All right, now, this is long, but that's the point. It takes Sandy forever to answer these questions. Here he was about maybe going after the Japanese star.
Well, I don't know that anybody has ruled themselves out of the Ohtani sweepstakes at this point. I certainly wouldn't rule ourselves out at this point. But that's going to be a very complicated proposition.
Dear God.
I just love what Scott Porras said because it's true. Got it?
All right.
Good.
So it doesn't take the super agent long to go after the Mets. He had the metaphors working yesterday.
Going after the Mets. It's unbelievable.
And one of them was something he termed playoffville, as in teams are actually interested in competing for a playoff spot.
They have all the materials to live in the palatial estate of playoffville, yes. And the question is, when do they choose to begin construction?
Kind of putting them on notice right there.
Of course.
Did you see some of these other ones that he had?
Yes. I wish there was audio of all of them.
He says he's discussing all the different, I mean, the guy basically represents Major League Baseball at this point.
He runs Major League Baseball.
So he's talking about Eric Hosmer. He says, Eric Hosmer is your Federal Express to playoffville. He delivers. That's one. He said, Jake Arrieta is a big best. Squirrel with a lot of nuts in his tree.
I've been looking for that one everywhere.
This is a grown man with grown men surrounding him.
That's right. Yeah, but he's like, he is like in the midst of everything. He is uber important right now. This is his moment.
Oh, no, this is his time.
This is his time.
And
every
the last
year,
one.
Yes.
That I'll give you, because I would love the Mets to go after J.D. Martinez.
No,
it's
happening.
Obvious they're not going to, because they're not in playoffville. They're in Weenieville right now.
Right.
He says, if J.D. Martinez's free agency were a major motion picture, it would be called King Kong of Slug. He may be an idiot, but he's entertaining.
But you know what? Forget it. Nobody's coming to the Mets.
Did you catch the asking price on J.D. Martinez?
$30 million a year. That's a bit much. Nobody's giving him $30 million a year, so he can knock off that crap.
And then did you see Joel Sherman's article where he kind of interprets what Derek Jeter is saying? Like, you know how Derek Jeter never says anything?
Yes, by the way.
He never says anything, yet he, like, you know, your boy Chris Russo goes after Bart Scott. He's urinating on the media. Ooh, Jesus God. I mean, you talk about a guy that basically gives the media nothing. That's Derek Jeter. And on top of that, he runs the Players Tribune.
Yes, he does.
Which is really amazing.
I don't think he's running it, but he owns it, yes.
So it's like interpreting what he was trying to say. At the end of the day, look, we got a franchise that loses a lot of money, and we are moving Giancarlo Stanton. I don't care what he says.
Well, they're
going to
try. They're going
to
try.
They have to.
The one thing that I thought he came off a little smug, I don't know if you've heard this or not.
Yeah.
When they said, do you feel like you should at least reach out to Stanton and let him know what you're doing because of... You know, he basically wants out if it's going to be a rebuild.
Like, in other words, if your name was
the rumors are out there.
Right. So, but the point being is that, like, okay, now you're the owner. If you were the player,
yes,
wouldn't you want to hear from the owner, from the guy who's making the decision about your future?
He's basically like, we have someone else that'll do
that. Yeah, that's exactly what he said.
And not to be a jerk, but, and I know he owns a piece of the Marlins. Am I wrong? He doesn't own a large piece of the Marlins, right?
$20 million into it.
But he's running the baseball side.
He's running the baseball side.
But he's like, well, the owner's not making phone calls, so I got someone else doing that.
I agree with you. Watching it yesterday,
it did come across a little. I would think you would make a call if for no other reason. I think he's got a no-trade clause.
Don't you,
why don't you get him on the phone just to say?
As soon as that transaction goes through and Derek Jeter becomes the face of that franchise, and all the decision-making that's going on, you would think that he would go all Mickey Callaway, right?
Complete opposite.
And start calling guys and you know, trying to reach out to guys.
Complete opposite.
Have dinner with Giancarlo Stanton. I'm sure they've eaten in
the same
places.
He said he hasn't spoken to him yet since he took over.
Because there's a reason to call, I'll call.
I would believe that. What do you think? I mean, I don't know, Derek. I don't know. You know, you've been out with him once, right?
I know him, yeah. But
do you get the sense he's warm and fuzzy and has to reach out to the player? Right,
no, so. I always think that he's measured. I think he's
I take him at
measured.
His word when he says he hasn't talked to him.
I think he's a smart guy. I think he's extremely measured. And he never wants to get into a situation like Alex Rodriguez got into.
I'll tell you what.
He just never wants to stain whatever reputation
he has. He's lucky he's doing this in a city that doesn't really care about baseball, because he'd get run out of that city if he walked in and said, all right, got to get rid of the best player.
Yeah, but I think everybody in baseball and everybody, even the fans of the Marlins, all realize the reality of what's going on down there. And, you know, you have new owners, and new owners want to make money. That's the object, is to go down there and make some money and try to win baseball
games. I know, the
games.
Problem is the fan base always believes the object is to win games.
Right.
Again, huge disconnect. Huge disconnect.
So right. Apparently you got eight teams that have at least checked in on Stan. Yeah, apparently the Yankees are one of them.
The asking price is so ridiculous, right. It's going to have to come down somewhere.
Just a subtle, just to, you know, hey, what's the deal kind of deal. Kind
so that'd be good. So he could play 81 games in right field and DH 81 games, and Judge could play 81 games.
I think
games
we all know that's
he needs to
not,
take a page out of Joe Sackick's book.
With Matt Duchene.
644
with Matt Duchene, yes, exactly.
The morning show with Boomer Esiason.
It all worked out pretty good.
We got
today,
lots
Colorado
to do
Avalanche.
Today. Oh,
yes,
so
you do.
Many topics. Thank you, Chris.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.